The number of king salmon predicted to return to the Kuskokwim River this year has taken a dramatic drop. Three groups don't think the state is doing enough to conserve the fish, and they've each submitted paperwork requesting that federal managers immediately take over the lower river to restrict fishing. The Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission is meeting with federal managers today to urge them to action, and the clock is ticking. Tomorrow marks the state's first scheduled gillnet opening of the season for the Kuskokwim. The commission wants the feds to assert control of the federal waters of the lower river before any king salmon can be harvested. The run is predicted to be smaller than initially announced, and the commission, which represents the Kuskokwim's 33 tribes, sees no choice but to accept a hard reality.
It is clear that subsistence needs will not be met.
That's Commission Executive Director Mary Paltola reading from the letter she sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service with the tribe's request. The state estimates 116,000 to 150,000 kings will return this year. The commission wants three-quarters of those to reach their spawning grounds. Those numbers leave only 25,000 kings for subsistence harvest. That's extremely low. The average Kuskokwim harvest of kings is 84,000. Nick Kamroff from ANIAC chairs the commission. During a commission teleconference last week, he told Kuskokwim residents to, quote, buckle up, everybody.
We have to stay conservative mode, and I know it's hard on everybody. However, it's very important that we keep in mind that we are trying to rebuild a stock.
Kamroff also asked people to remember that an abundance of chum and red salmon are predicted for the river. The state's 12-hour gillnet opening scheduled for tomorrow and another next week are meant to target the smaller whitefish, not salmon. Fishermen are restricted to 4-inch mesh, but any kings incidentally caught can be kept, and any state resident can participate, though there's no indication that people living outside the Kuskokwim are joining. During the same teleconference as Kamroff, Commission Executive Director Mary Paltola spoke against the openings.
We have seen in the past a misuse of the 4-inch whitefish net. So, you know, if we really are for conservation, even the handful that are incidentally caught in the 4-inch gear should be a concern.
The commission hopes the feds will take over the lower river today and keep gillnets out of the water. Two more requests have been submitted that ask the feds to take over the lower Kuskokwim for conservation reasons. One is from the native village of Akiak, and the other from a private citizen, Lamont Albertson. He's a former longtime Aniak and Bethel resident and is heavily involved in Kuskokwim fisheries. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.